Next item on the agenda is Thomas James, application 2017183. Mr. Badger?
Try to make this a little shorter since a lot of what we went over applies to this also. Thomas James requests authorization at least 1.09 acres of orchard planting ground in Nassauwax Creek in the iconic neck area of Northampton County. The project is protested by nearby property owners. Again, location of the project. A little closer view. The other one that we just did was over here. We've moved just to the other side of the cove. Again, as we talked about, Nassauwax Creek has a large amount of clam aquaculture and oyster aquaculture, however, not along this shoreline. Blue is the two areas that he's applied for. And it's along the property from one end to the other. Here's Mr. James's application in two parts, 0.23 acres on here, skipped over his pier, and then he originally applied for this whole area all the way down to the other property line, and that was 0.86 acres. And again, it's mixed sand, offshore channel. It continues on out like that. No SAV in the area. Mr. James applied for this in December of last year for 1.4 acres. Came out to be two parcels for 1.09 acres. Again, these are the plats. These are the protesters, basically the same petition for both. Mr. James's application in here, you can see all the stars, is directly in front of, only in front of Mr. Nordstrom's property from one end here to the other end here. We also, once we went through the process, the concerns are still the same as in the other petition. Nothing's changed there. We did come back once we got the application in. Mr. Nordstrom applied for his riparian right in Northampton County. Unlike the other counties, riparian is a quarter of the frontage, not just a half an acre. So we did do the survey. This is still pending. It has not been assigned yet, but it's, as soon as he pays the bill and we send it out, it will be. And again, Mr. James's general oyster grant application cannot be assigned since Mr. Orson's riparian application takes precedence. And as I said, it's 0.78 acres out of the area that Mr. James had applied for. Again, Mr. James had originally applied for this area back in 16. It was denied by the commission on March 28, 2017. At the same time, the other application was denied. And the commission believed that leasing the small areas between existing piers for clam beds or oyster cages would create additional user conflict. And our summary and recommendation, Mr. James requires areas that are shallow water to grow his clams. The two platted areas are located between mean low water and approximately 100 feet offshore. The offshore application boundary is located against the small channel. As stated, the commission denied Mr. James's previous application on March 28th of last year on the grounds that the proposed use was in conflict with adjacent riparian property owners' navigational access to their property and that leasing the small area between existing piers for clam beds would create additional user conflicts. Although Mr. James has reduced the size of his application from 11.5 acres to a little more than 1 acre, the issues are still the same. The area that the applicant has applied for is still adjacent to Mr. Norland's property and between existing private piers. Staff still believes that leasing the small areas between existing piers for clam beds would create an additional user conflict, and we cannot support the leasing these narrow areas. Therefore, based on the commission's decision, previous decision, staff recommends denial of Mr. James's application to lease orchard ground in this area. let me go a little bit in here. Now, let me finish this up, and then I'll go back. If the commission believes that the leasing of some or of the proposed area is warranted over the objections of the protestants, staff would recommend only leasing in the location of Area 1, which would be south of the Nordstrom's riparian. And this portion of the application is farther away from the Nordstrom's house. This would reduce the survey area to approximately 225 feet along the shoreline right here, and would result in a lease area of approximately 0.4 acres, which would be subject to final survey dimensions. We would further recommend that any leased area be located at least 50 feet away from the existing pier. Right now, we're within 25 feet of the pier here, so if you all decide to lease over the objections of the protestants, we would recommend moving this line 50 feet away. We would not recommend leasing this little teeny piece here that's just north of the Nordstrom's application, and only if the commission decides to lease anything, we would only be looking at this area here. Again, we're not recommending that, but that would be an option for the commission. Again, protesters and Mr. James are here.
All righty. Any questions, Hank? Mr. Badger? Christy? I mean, Ms. Everett?
Yes, the reason that he's not channel word of that section is that he needs the shallow for clams.
That's correct, yes. He just needs the shallow area. I don't know if I'd want to plant right up to the low water mark with the ice issues, but that's up to Mr. James.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Mr. James? Would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
This application had been applied for once before, as well as Jimmy Kelly had applied for it as well. And at that time, both of them came into the commission the same day, so it was a toss-up. At that time, staff's recommendation was actually this parcel. They did actually recommend, you know, if something was to be leased, it was that at the time. Of course, then since Mr. Cooley has applied for his riparian and Mr. Nordstrom has applied for his riparian, I was contacted by Mr. Nordstrom's nephew, Mr. Freeze, who's here today. Apparently, this parcel used to be in their property or in the family at one time. They didn't give indications that they had a problem with leasing the ground. They just they wanted it back in, in their hands. So, and I wanted to know if I would give up my application so that they could lease it, and then, you know, in turn, would consider renting a portion of it to me. I was hesitant to give up my application for that fact that there was no guarantee that they would turn around and lease the property. My conversation with him, here is property of the ground, as you can see. This is the Freeze property, Cooley. This is an old map back from 1980s. So there was ground leased out there one time before. Don't know why it was given up. But you can see that there was part of that cove was leased. This is an overlay of what I had originally applied for versus what I asked the surveyors to cut back to stay within. There, the boundaries of Mr. Nordstrom. I even wrote to him and Mr. Cooley and Mr. Doltz, stating such that I was going to cut the boundaries back to see if they would forego their protest, and was willing and am still willing to transfer the whole application back over to Mr. Nordstrom, but I just wanted to be able to lease some of the ground from him. I mean, I even reached out to Mr. Cooley, who had applied for his riparian, and asked if, he would lease some of his riparian ground. I would even go so far as to pay to have the riparian surveyed, contingent on that. So I guess it looks like this portion would be what would be cut off if they did apply for the or did apply the riparian, but that would still leave me about 13 clam beds plus a few others in there. These are the approximate boundary lines of those two parcels. This is, once again, Mr. Nordstrom's one. You know, like I said, you know, it was cut back. From this section over here, it's not really visible. Here's Mr. Dolt's property. You can barely see the ground from here as you turn the corner onto Mr. Nordstrom's property. And then, you know, as you get further up, that, and then the other small parcels on this side. As far as how, they also had a little console about how it was going to affect property values and aesthetics. You know, I have to point out, you have, this is the Keegan property, the Dolt's, Mr. Nordstrom's property. And Keegan property is an abandoned house, and it's got a decrepit dock. So Mr. Nordstrom's property has got a duck blind, or, you know, abandoned duck blind on there. This is the, I guess, the dock building and dock in need of repair. You know, property values are going to be more dictated by their actions than mine. As far as, you know, aesthetic nature, you know, there's an abandoned lawn chair up in the marsh on the property, you know, up in here. But like I said, I'm just looking to get some more ground. You know, of course, now Mr. Nordstrom has applied for his riparian. You know, like I said, these are letters that I've reached out to the three adjacent landowners. I understand that, you know, for some reason staff tends to apply riparians. But Mr. Nordstrom had, from when my last application was done, to apply for his riparian. And then even, you know, this time around, 2.5 months, you know, he waited. So from the time that it was given up to the time now, you know, where's the landowner's responsibility? You know, application is the application process. You know, I think I add a lot, you know, as far as, you know, impact, the economic impact, people impact. You know, of course, the letter of support that I wrote covered several parcels.
Okay, if you can kind of wrap it up for me.
All right. The one thing that I do ask, you know, about the riparian, you know, as part of 28.2.06, if a person had a riparian and they transferred the land and in 18 months they didn't transfer, the state says it can become vacant and open to assignment. Well, to me, it would state that, you know, riparian does not take precedence over that, because obviously with the way that it is now, you know, you apply for it, you know, you have to notify the landowner. Well, they'd be a fool not to apply for the riparian. Why would they have it such that, you know, it would revert back and open for other assignments? You know, I'd be, you know, tickled if I could get the bigger piece, but I mean, if the commission saw fit to, you know, carve out the riparian and still leave with the other parcel, I would be very happy with that as well. This parcel was not protested in the initial time frame. It wasn't until later that it even got protested. Like I said, there's lots of parcels along the shoreline, on the eastern shore, from Plantation Creek, Cherrystone Creek, that are in and around docks that are not leased by the landowner. They really haven't heard any user conflicts. I don't plan on creating any conflicts with anybody. Just, like I said, trying to find places to plant clams.
All right. Thank you, sir.
The parcel I have right now that I'm planting on is ever diminishing as the sandbar moves in. I'm losing about 25 feet a year.
All right, thank you. Questions by members of the commission? Thank you, Mr. James. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Mr. Stevens, did you want to?
I know I'm sworn. I'll be brief. The presentation on 184 is fully applicable to here. Bottom is an exact overlap of the applications that you denied by 9-0 votes a little more than a year ago, not 3 or 4 years ago. Nothing's changed. Mr. Cooley has protested this. Mr. Nordstrom, I can't tell you. He's an old friend, but I haven't seen him in years. But Mr. Fries will tell you about that, and I think he's going to leave no doubt that the other upland owner is also protesting this. Last time around, the upland owners protested these applications, and nothing has changed. Commissioner Tankard put it very well. The recreational uses of this creek and the commercial and aquaculture uses of this creek have coexisted for years and coexisted well. I know a lot of these operators. They're friends of mine. They haven't come in and tried to lease up to people's backyards on this side of the creek. It doesn't matter whether it's the Bunces or there's a lot of people that operate in this creek. Tom Gallivan. They have not tried to lease up these little pieces in between the docks on this side of the creek because they are responsible operators. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you again for your kindness.
Thank you, Mr. Steens. Anybody else? Questions for the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Who else would like to come forward, please? Excuse me. Raise your right hand, please. Solemnly swear the testimony shall give you the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name for the record, please. Okay.
I'd like to begin with saying that this is nothing, no personal issues with the aquaculture industry, men and women who make a living from it, nor the applicant. I personally have several family members and friends that make a living in this industry and on the water in this creek. This protest is focused on what we feel is the three most important issues that would be directly impacted in a negative manner by these application locations. And they are the impact to navigable waterways, natural habitat, and most importantly, safety of boaters, recreation, wildlife. First, to safe navigable waterways in and out of the creek to and from various piers in this residential area. In this particular location, more specifically the area one that Mr. Badger pointed out, runs right directly beside a main channel on the north side of the creek. This channel is a known fishing hole and well-known fishing hole to the people that live on the creek. And the impact of potentially leasing this would have a direct impact on the navigation of that channel and the fishing, recreational fishing that comes from it. Second is the natural habitat that would be affected. The impact of prominent fishing crabbing grounds in this particular location is home to one of the best fishing holes, as I mentioned, on the creek. Specific species in this hole are speckled trout, rockfish, big September spot, and home to a vast population of red beard sponge, which is almost exclusively found in the lower Chesapeake Bay. In the colder months, it's been known to be able to catch tautog in this particular location. Along with the fishing, we feel that the increased activity in these locations would also have a direct impact on the shoreline and grasses and erosion. And lastly, and most importantly, is safety. The location of these applications happen to be in one of the most densely populated areas of one of the most traveled creeks on Virginia's eastern shore, more especially in the summer months. At the same time, the aquaculture industry is kicking into high gear, which will add to the already increased traffic of this densely populated area, therefore increasing the risk of a conflict on top of the fact that the lease grounds are so close to individual piers. The vicinity of these leases, being so close to the shoreline, could pose a hazard to those who may enjoy recreational activities, such as surf crabbing, fishing from docks, or simply wading in the shoreline. Based on the surveyor's flags of the application 2017-183, in this particular instance, the applied for ground is literally less than 80 feet from the porch of someone's house. In relative terms, this room is roughly 41 by 41. Diagonally across would be 58 feet. And a little more than 20 feet from that, you're talking about being on somebody's back porch and with your aquacultural activities of maintaining beds, digging clams, kicking clams, what have you. Based on a conversation, as Mr. James stated, that we had, I asked for the reason why he's applying for for grounds in between docks and so close to people's property. He stated to me that it was convenient because it was close to Bayford, and he wasn't comfortable with moving and applying on the seaside because he didn't know the navigation of the seaside. With that, this convenience should not come at a cost to others who would be directly impacted in a negative manner. I know the Bayside has probably not got a lot of acreage left to be leased out, but there's more acreage on the seaside than it would be the Bayside right now.
Can you kind of wrap it up, Mr. Freeze?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Many other locations are not as populated and therefore safer, nor pose as much harm to the natural habitat and waterways as these particular locations would be.
Any questions of Mr. Freeze by members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in opposition? All right, sir. You have 3 minutes to rebut anything that was said, sir.
Not really rebut, but basically.
Or comments, or whatever you want to call it.
Just looking for ground, suitable ground. Given that, once you take out for the Nordstrom parcel, I mean, this, like I said, was recommended one time before. It's well outside the distance of people's docks. It's just right across the channel, so the fishing hole is going to stay the fishing hole. I don't see how I'm going to affect the fishing hole. I'm not going to affect the navigable channel or hinder that any more than any of these other people would that are on the opposite side of the channel. I'll be adding some more bivalves and helping with the ecology of the area. And this particular spot is not within eyesight of the house. On that particular one, I mean, commission sees fit to grant anything. I would ask that they grant this one. I said I can understand not wanting to do that little sliver or this piece here to Mr. Cooley's, but I mean, this is a nice open flat that, you know, I could probably put, you know, 500,000 clams on. Every little bit adds up. Eventually, you know, everybody doesn't want anything in their backyard. Well, if nothing was in somebody's backyard, then there'd be nothing. So, like I said, and this parcel was leased one time before. I know at least to the 80s, but I don't know when that parcel was given up. or the reason why it was given up.
But. All right. Any questions, further questions on the rebuttal? All right, thank you. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedrin.
You know, if we look at that slide there, we see the other oyster leases. And you know, I think, at least what I'm seeing here, is that those companies, they respected the landowner's property and the people and the development there. Because if they thought that they could lease all the way to the shoreline, they would have also applied as well. And so they, being all those people we see on that map, respect the landowner's property. They don't want to intrude upon their privacy, and that's why they haven't applied. And so here again, you know, we've turned this down, and I think that we need to send that message there, is that we don't want the people to apply for those properties right against the shoreline and affect those people that have put a substantial value in their property. And so I would, for the record, state that all the comments made for 2017-184 be applicable to this, and I would have a motion to deny this and approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to deny the application, accept staff recommendations. Is there a second? Second. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? Ms. Lusk?
I think that in light of a lot of the things that we've heard today, the section in Area 1 that is next to the Nordstrom riparian right seems like it may be a reasonable compromise in this situation. It is up against the shoreline, but it is not closely abutting either of the piers that it's in between. We've heard that it's not visible from either of the landowners' homes, and it seems to me that that would be a reasonable compromise, and I would be willing to support that.
Is that a substitute motion?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second to the substitute motion? Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion on the
But for Area 1 only.
Area 1 only. Further discussion on the substitute motion. Hank, did you have something?
Just clarification. The motion is south of the Nordstrom's riparian in Area 1.
Is that correct?
Yeah. That's fine. From?
Yes.
From here this way.
Is that correct, Ms. Lusk?
Yes.
And second of the motion, correct?
Thank you.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No. How many noes? 1, 2, 3, 4. Motion carries 5-4. Did you get the vote,
No.
All in favor, raise your right hand. You can just get those and go from there. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. Congratulations. Thanks.